What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank. This is a sportsethos.com presentation. You can go and give us a rate and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening from. We're available on all platforms. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, at Ethos Pelicans, at Lyle Swithenbank. For the new listeners, welcome. For those returning, welcome back. And also, more importantly, welcome back to the New Orleans Pelicans. We kicked off the season. The 2022/23 season is underway. And are we up and about or what? I mean, we saw game one. We went visited Brooklyn and gave them an absolute hiding. I honestly, the long and the short of it is we led from end to end. We did everything we were meant to do and yeah, we look like we're in mid-season form. The team had the Nets in all sorts and made them really look second rate, where people will be telling you the Nets are coming out of the East. So we're going to dive into that today. We're going to review game one. We're going to preview game two. And we're going to get this hype train rolling, because as much as people want us to keep a lid on it and it's only one game and all that, well, I remember last year. I remember the start of last year where we were just making excuses for the injuries and for guys not being there and new system and new coach and things like that. And there were genuine reasons that we weren't successful. It ain't like that anymore. There's no excuses. And the fans are being rewarded, as well as the players, for really putting in the hard effort and seeking the and receiving the reward that they've been seeking, because, gosh, they look good. So let's get into that today. So, as I said, the Pelicans went and visited the Brooklyn Nets in their 10th season. A throwback. And honestly, for a team that contains three All-Stars or borderline All-Stars, being Ben Simmons, former All-Star, and Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, they've got guys like Patty Mills, who's been a fantastic player throughout his career, Nick Claxton, great young center. Really impressive side, and we just sort of rolled in and slapped them from the word go. It's a stacked starting lineup that we've seen all the pictures of, but hadn't had a chance to see yet. First game with CJ, Zion, Brandon, JV, and Herb rolling out. And it was, you could have set it to music. Honestly, it was just fantastic to see. From go to woe, the defense was just rolling. The ball movement was outstanding, and they really did accentuate that idea that the guys have been talking about let's just win. It doesn't matter who gets theirs, and no one's looking for individual stats, and Zion harped on it again after the game in his post-game he talked about that. You know, no one's looking for individual stats, and then all of a sudden we end up with three guys scoring over 20 anyway. So, I mean, you're going to dump 130 points on the Brooklyn Nets, a team that's touted to be one of the top in the East, and you do it with really not breaking a sweat. We sort of held them at arm's length all game. So, what happened? Quarter by quarter. Well, we leapt out the gates. They scored 6 points in about the first 7 minutes and ended up with 14 in the first quarter. They looked in disarray. They couldn't keep up with us. We were running. We were moving the ball. And Zion got us going early. He was up there. He was attacking the paint. CJ was solid as well early on. B.I., not too bad to start off, but really worked his way into the game, getting his points towards in that third quarter. Really, he blew the game wide open. Second quarter, they fought back. They responded, and we took an 8-point lead into halftime. They scored 36 to our 26. I think we went in 58 to 50 at the half after they did finish strong. You know, we were trying a few different things. We had a few different lineups, and the ball just wouldn't go in. We were doing everything right and getting good looks, and it was rolling off, and maybe one basket was lopsided, and that's what the Nets will use as well, but who knows. And then enter stage left, Brandon Ingram. He had a bit of a rest at halftime, came out, and oh my gosh, we saw the Kobe video, the comparison. We see all the Kevin Durant comparisons, but Brandon Ingram, he looked strong, he looked confident, he was shooting at all three levels. And he just said, jump on my back, guys, because we're going to put these guys away. And they managed to dump 40 points in the third quarter to their 28. And, you know, from there, it was just good luck to you. They fought back. I think the closest they got after that was about 18 points or 16 points. And we just closed them out. Last quarter, we won that as well, 32 to 30. And, yeah, finished with the final score, 130 to 108. Now, team comparisons. Well, we managed to shoot 49% from the field, 50 to 102. 102 shots we got, killed them on the offensive boards, killed them in turnovers. All of these sort of metrics that you need and these key stats that give you more possessions, we got into them. Brooklyn, 18 of 24, 75, oh, sorry, hang on, 40 of 89, 44%. So we smashed them. That's so many more possessions. Three-pointers, we hit 12 of 26, 46%, unreal. CJ, BI, Trey Murphy, JV, 100% three-point shooter for the season, top of the standings in three-point percentage with his 1 of 1. Brooklyn shot 10 of 33, 30%, and we made it uncomfortable for him. It's not that they were missing that many shots. They did have a couple of good three-point shooters out, Joe Harris, Seth Curry. But we were closing out. There's a fantastic video of Herb Jones blocking a Kevin Durant three-point attempt, which is just unreal. I mean, I don't know how he even got to it, but he sailed through the air like an eagle, majestic, arms spread, and swatted it back out into the crowd. And boy, oh boy, you could hang it in the Louvre because it was fantastic. But assists 31 to 22 in favor of New Orleans. 31 assists. It shows the ball movement. We were making those extra passes. It was a perfect example. CJ had just missed 2 3-pointers, got it back out to him, and it was wide open. And he kicked it to an even more wide open straight in front, Trey Murphy, who just buried it. Good to great. You know, we preached that all of last year and Willie Green's mantra. Well, that extra pass just turned into 3 points. It was easy. And whether or not CJ would have made it, well, he'd missed two. You don't need three times a charm. Let's make sure the next guy gets it. And he had his feet set and was ready to shoot it. Rebounds. Smashed him. 22 plus to New Orleans. 68 to 46. We won that. Fast break points. We managed to give them 13 to their 18. Steals 9 to 10 in favor of them. Blocks, they had 10, but we had 4. But offensive rebounds, circle this one. 21 offensive rebounds to 9. Well, there you go. JV was just a monster on the offensive rebounds. Herb was getting hold of him. Jose, Devontae Graham, I think, grabbed one. It was really good to see. And points off turnovers. They managed to turn 26, get 26 points to our 17 off points off turnovers. Well, that's just transition defense. Sometimes you get caught out the back. No take fouls this year, so you can't just grab them, which I love. Makes for a better product. It means the end, the ball goes up and down faster. And it makes you value the ball more. Because no, they're not just going to get the ball from side out or shoot free throws. You have to chase down. We're going to get a few more chase down blocks. We've seen a few of them already in a few of the games. But honestly, they just look great. So, over to the box score. Our starting five were just exceptional. Honestly, I'll gush about them all things. They just settle in. Because if the rest of the season is like this, well, this is our life now. So, enjoy. You want a hype podcast? You're not going to get any half criticisms from me if we keep playing like this. I tell you what, Brandon Ingram, 28 points in 31 minutes, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 steals, 10 of 17, 2 of 4 from 3, 6 of 9 free throws, 4 turnovers, but a plus 24 on the night. Was a joint man of the game with Zion Williamson, who returned after 533 days of between regular season games and got himself a tasty 25, 9 rebound, 3 assist, 4 steal, 11 of 22, 50% from the field for those playing along at home, 3 of 4 free throws, and he just looked back. The one thing that I noticed, and you remember that, we talked about that gravity, and when Zion last played to understand, we talk about that, the guys get dragged in and you can find those open shooters. And perhaps that was because the respect that the other teams had of guys like Brandon Ingram, or I suppose Eric Bledsoe, or any of the other guys that were playing at the time, Josh Hart, their three-point shooting wasn't as dangerous. They weren't a threat to score. What we found in this one is that they couldn't help off anyone. When the starting five was on, the best help that you could get was Nick Claxton coming off JV, who was just punishing them inside or from outside and providing that spacing. So Zion was just going one-on-one, and it wasn't until late rotations where they foul him and don't get given the foul, but that's another issue. But Zion just looked Ben Simmons, who also had a year off, looked him dead in the eyes, looked straight through his soul, and snatched it every single time he went at him. He just looked at him like he was barbecue chicken. He's like, nom, 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 you're done. And he torched him. And Ben Simmons fouled out, I think, in 20 minutes, had 4 points and change. He didn't do anything. So all the best with him. JV had 26 minutes and had 15 and 13, and he was massive. You can't teach tall. And you can't teach the finesse that man has. He is a man amongst boys last night, and he was fantastic. Gave us 6 of 13 and hit a three-pointer. Herb Jones, defensive beast, chased Kevin Durant all night, and you just got to make him make tough shots, and that's all Herb did. I mean, KD had a great game, but Herb was right there with him contesting every single one. He had 6, 4, and 3 assists and a block, which was unreal. CJ McCollum gave himself a tidy little 21 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals. Hit a couple of three threes, actually, and only missed one free throw, which is exactly what we want. There was a chant that they said, you missed Dame or something. I was like, well, I think Dame needs to come down here. That's the long and the short of it for him. He's missing out on all the fun. Off the bench, the second unit, we went 10 deep, basically, and then sort of flirted with 11 with Dice as well. Oh, so we went 13 deep. 12? 12 deep. And that was because of the garbage time towards the end where Dyson got his first minutes as a Pelican. He had 3 minutes right at the end. But Trey Murphy started off the bench, 12 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, 5 of 7, 4 of 6 from 3, and some of them were just from no man's land. He was from miles away. Just about the timeline, he'd pull up and stroke it. It was fantastic to see. Larry Nance played a great game, 8, 9, and 2. Jose, 7, 2, and 2. And by people overhelping on the stars, the other guys stepped up and are just feasting. Najee was great downhill. He did everything he needed to do. Devontae Graham, unfortunately, didn't score but played 15 minutes. And we're going to see these minutes fluctuate and change depending on matchups. No Billy Hernan Gomez, the MVP, not getting a run in this one, but they were a smaller side, so you didn't want to play slow all the time. We sort of played a bit of small ball center with Larry Nance being that at the five position, and it worked for us. You don't sort of just plonk people in for the sake of them, and it's going to be tough for Billy this year, I think, because he's probably going to fall into that similar role that he had last year, barring any injuries, touch wood. But I feel for him because he is a big part of this team and a big part of the culture. Over at the Brooklyn side, Kevin Durant had 32. The other four starters, three of them were in double figures. Royce, Claxton, and Irving all got double figures. Simmons had a woeful one. Patty Mills gave a 16 off the bench. But all the rest was pretty, you know, whatever, lackadaisical. And I felt sorry for the Brooklyn crowd because they had to sit through it while we gave them an absolute touch-up. So, all in all, fantastic win. Things I liked, the chemistry between Brandon, CJ, and Zion, I thought was fantastic, considering they never played more than 20 minutes together before, apparently. Brandon has also been the only player still on the roster that had played with Zion before, allegedly. Or maybe that played tonight. It was... happy to be fact-checked on that. Might have been Billy as well. Maybe not. Oh, Jax. Jax is the other one, but he didn't play. So it makes sense. So of the players that played tonight, no one had played with him before. Da-da-da. So how's that for a stat? Anyway, so I thought they worked really well. There's obviously going to be times where guys make the wrong read and things like that. And we had a couple of issues with that where we thought one bloke was going to cut and he didn't. And you get that. That just takes time and reps. It was the first game, and there was plenty to love about that. Trey Murphy, I thought, was just great off the bench. Early contender for Sixth Man of the Year. He just looked great, almost improved player. I'll give him all the awards. Defensive player, he came undefended, like his life depended on it. But he's noticeably bigger. He looks like he's just... I know he talked about putting 15 pounds of muscle on or whatever, but he just looks strong. And that was... I think Brandon does as well. They just look like they've been in the gym just chewing down the protein shakes, just, you know, sleeping on the barbell rack. You know, you love them, the chest press. But, yeah, they look strong. Anyway, that's me. Enough of me bloody gassing them up. But they do look stronger, and you can tell they put the work in. I mean, Jose does as well. He looks strong. We've seen that in Puerto Rican national team games. Jose sitting there, and his arms look like bloody The Rock. But they're all looking really good, and you can tell they can play together and that they want to play with one another. And that when something happens, the guys are genuinely happy for one another. And they talked about that in the post games, that they were just selfless. They were making the extra pass. No one had to force anything. Guys knew where each other were. And all in all, just a bloody good game. Like, honestly, despite... me trying, I had to watch it on delay, and that was my one gripe, is that the bloke at work ruined it for me. So I had to come home and watch it knowing that we're about to beat them, better than having to sit through it and know that they were going to lose. But it did take a little bit of the surprise and the suspense that it was only 8 points at half time. So, but I was just sort of knowing what was going to happen, and knew something was going to happen in the third quarter. So besides that, so if you do see me and I'm offline, don't bloody tell me the score, because I'm often not watching it. But anyway, I digress. That's my public service announcement, because otherwise I get very upset and whinge about you on my podcast. But anyway, after the break, we're going to finish off talking about this game, and then we are going to preview the game against Charlotte coming up. I think it'll be tonight by the time you listen to this pod. So I'll be back after this.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today, we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, listeners, it's time to talk a little fantasy hoops. Do you remember who led you to Tyrese Halliburton, DeJounte Murray, Terry Rozier, and Mikal Bridges before any other ranked list? That's right, it was the Brewski 150, and you probably turned those huge wins into some cash, didn't you? Well, great. Well, the Brewski 150 is now available to all Fantasy Monthly members, including the extremely affordable Fantasy Pass at just $5.99 a month. Head to sportsethos.com to upgrade to a Fantasy Pass now and dominate your drafts. Okay, everyone, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. Lyle here, as I was pre-break and during the break. I don't really go anywhere, I just pause for a bit, but pull back the curtain or what? So, we were talking about the Pelicans and the Brooklyn Nets. Great win, wonderful win. Everyone should pat themselves on the back because it was just a fantastic outing to go over to someone else's house and, you know, bust all this shit up. You know, I really like that, and I thought that was a really good showing from everyone, and there just wasn't much to fault. I thought everyone just really capitalized on the minutes they were given. The different lineups I really enjoyed. I thought the staggering of CJ, Zion, Brandon, and JV was just, it was a nightmare for teams. It wasn't very, I think it was only one, maybe one lineup that just had CJ by himself, but the rest were one or two of the big four, I guess, or the big threesy, as they're calling it, plus JV. But I did like that nickname, and whoever put, I tried to find it on Twitter so I could shout you out, but I thought it was very funny, the big threesy. But anyway, I did think that was smart, because all of a sudden you can't help off, because there's another guy that's going to kill you. And when you've got guys like Trey Murphy, Jose, Devontae Graham's always a threat to score, although he didn't in this one. Larry Nance, Herb, the other guys, in quotation marks, step up and they take control of the game, and they're happy to make plays. Herb's cutting in this one. JV was just putting it down, putting the ball into his lap, and he would sit there and lay it in. You know, it was beautiful. And recognition on overreactions from the defense, we exploited it. And on the defensive end, stick your arm in there and get hold of it. You know, so disruptive. Everyone was getting on the floor, getting into it. And the Nets were shell-shocked. Every time they went near the ball, we were there. There was bodies there sliding across. Whether you got the charge or not, you knew you were going to be hit. And that the Pelicans were going to throw themselves at you. So, I love that. And the thing is, there's still more help on the way. We've still got Kyra, still got Jackson Hayes, who was listed as questionable in this one, on their way back. So, good luck. The guys are going to be well rested. They're not going to have to play 40 minutes a game like they might flog on some of the other teams. But it's going to be a good year. I can feel it. So, next game is coming up. It's a 6 p.m. game against Charlotte, with the home opener against Utah the next day. Sunday night. So this is a Friday night game, 6 p.m., 7 a.m. for me. So it'll be nice, bright, and early on my Saturday morning. But that's okay. To get up and watch Pels is what you want. Hornets had a big win as well in their first game. They got LaMelo Ball out, but and obviously all the turmoil that they went through. Miles Bridges, just whatever carry on that was, it's just completely outrageous, and you know, I don't condone any of that carry on. Domestic violence is unacceptable, and again, I'm not going to go on another one of those woke rants that I've been doing in the last couple, but I thought that was I don't anticipate him playing any more NBA basketball ever again. Should he get found guilty, I think he goes to jail for life anyway. So yeah, unacceptable. Play the Hornets. They're a good side, you know. I think they're a bit of a in-between team that could blow some teams out but then get absolutely smashed other nights. They've got a lot of young guys that want to run, that want to play hard, and you know, they gave the Spurs 129 to 102 touch-up to kick off the season. And it started in their first quarter. They're fast starters, and it's going to be a situation where you can't let them get a jump early. Terry Rozier was their star in this. He had 24. Gordon Hayward had 20 coming back. PJ Washington, 17. And Richards off the bench had 19 and 10. So they've got some young guys that are trying to earn minutes. And we can't let them get a hold of it early. We need to get in. We need to stick to our schemes. We need to make them play our basketball and react to how we want to play. We want to be preemptive, not reactive, or proactive versus reactive. So I'm sure the Pels can do it. They've worked hard, they're well coached, they've got a great side, and we'll see what happens. So I am going to leave it at that. That is the post game. One game in the books. Look forward to having a chat to you after the Charlotte game. That'll come out quicker because I'll have watched it live. So, all in all, let's go Pels. This has been the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I'm Lyle Swithenbank, at Ethos Pelicans on Twitter, at Lyle Swithenbank. Visit sportsethos.com for all of your sporting needs, reviews, NFL. We got NFL, we got NHL, we got whatever you want. I think there's UFC, the sports betting, basketball, of course. Go and check it all out over there and tell them Lyle sent you. And I'll speak to you later on. Bye for now.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing Board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.